And five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome here's the thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick ain't
welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Welcome to the main episode. We are shooting this on Saturday, April 4th, because we are shooting the airport this week. So if something's happened on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, we will cover it in the bonus on Patreon next Saturday. If you're not in the Patreon, you will just miss that. And speaking of Patreon, here's a clip of the new episode of The Unruly Cousins. Joshy, roll that beautiful bean footage now.
In the red. Play with me if you want to.
People are kind of scared of me now. They're like, dang, he's learning so quickly. Maybe we need him on our archery team. Guys, I'm just a comedian. I can't join your archery team. It's just my first time. My goal today is to see if I was in Game of Thrones, could I kill Ramsay Bolton? Because remember when the little baby was, he was zigging and zagging and they killed him.
Yeah.
I want to be like, not my brother. And I want to get him back. So that's what I'm here today. What was your goal?
To avenge my dog Lottie Dottie's murder. She was murdered by coyotes. And I want to see if I can pirum pirum a couple of yotes.
There it is, Angel. Kill that man. Kill that coyote.
Oh.
And who in there?
That was pretty good.
Coyotes better be scared now. Ooh. Wally.
Oh my God.
Y'all the ones that killed Lottie?
Y'all gonna be
looking around.
Y'all gonna be paying.
That's a word, by the way. Your aiming is not important until your form is already there.
Yeah.
I want to do the same.
Because you got to pray and you got to... Because you have a form of godliness, but lacking the power thereof. If your form is not right, your aim doesn't matter. All over the building we're standing. Shut up, John. I could join the team. Probably get some more black coming in if I'm with y'all.
Listen.
Like, nah, black archery. There you go, archery with the black. Oh. And then just put us three together.
Yeah.
Eyes closed, Cam.
Yeah, black area.
Get the Instagram
archery
going.
Yeah, we did that.
Them coyotes finna die all over.
They're done.
All over the valley.
You're done.
Lottie, we coming for you, girl. We gonna avenge
we
your death.
We will avenge your death. Oh, there it is. I see it. Had I been at war, you ain't coming past enemy lines. Because you're dead out here. You're dead out here. Okay, we in Van Nuys. This is Encino.
You're dead. Look at that gopher's house. We coming in here to kill you,
what
too.
What if there was blood on here and I killed a gopher underneath the ground?
Oh, it hit my nipple. Oh. Now my nipple's hard.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, my nipple's hard.
Oh, it went past that?
I flecked that nipple.
Maybe that's a form of erotica.
I don't like no nipple play.
Sometimes. Oh, you did say that.
I like it sometimes. I hit my nipple again.
I think it's a good look. He's just got to raise it every time.
Good job. Fantastic.
Load.
Lock and load, Angel.
Let's
let
do it.
Let the chopper see. Fa. What's good, boy? And where your granny stay? Where your granny stay? What house you claim? Fa. Oh, sorry. I mean to dry fire. I was just going fa. Footage rolled. If you would like to join us, pay your funky little five. Join me, Angel, Joshy. You get a bonus episode of the Here's the Thing podcast. You get vlogs by either me or Josh. You get the Unruly Cousins show. All seven episodes of the Bald Brothers that is going to air on Tubi is already airing on Patreon right now. We'll take through almost mid-May to see all those episodes. Or keep your money. It's up to you. It's your life. Speaking of keeping money, apparently Gucci Man was keeping too much of Pooh Shiesty's money because he wanted to be let out of his contract so much. Yes.
I had an announcement.
Oh, a church announcement?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Is this going to cause an argument? It's going on tour in June.
Point of order.
Oh, what?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew, but I didn't know it was you announced the tickets. Are tickets on sale?
Tickets will be on sale, I think, when this airs. Or at least they'll be on sale for my Patreon when this airs. Then they'll be on sale.
How many dates? What cities?
We're just doing five. We're doing Chicago, Atlanta, D.C., Philly, and L.A.
I was about to say, if you don't do Los Angeles, what day is L.A.?
I think it's the 5th of June.
5th of June?
Yeah, that was my birthday.
Day before Joshie's birthday. We'll decide if we'll add more dates later in the year, but we said we're just going to do this little succinct. And then we'll let y'all know. But yes, tickets will be on sale. And don't worry, I'll tell y'all next week when we're back.
All right.
All right. So Gucci Man was holding Papoose. Who you say?
Pooh Shiesty.
Come on, Unc.
Big 30 is a name I didn't know of prior to this. Pooh Shiesty's father, apparently.
Okay.
Other affiliated individuals with Pooh Shiesty pulled up on Gucci Mane. They pulled out the Blicky.
In Houston?
The Draco. Dallas, I believe.
Dallas.
Bow.
And at gunpoint, they were like, Pooh Shiesty was like, let me out this contract. And while he was on house arrest, I seen a video of him streaming.
Did he just get out?
I think it hadn't been that long. Pooh Shiesty did a crime with his daddy.
April 11th.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Pooh Shiesty Sr. Somebody in Patreon called him Pooh Shiesty Sr. Mr. Shiesty. That's Mr. Shiesty to you. That's my father.
Oh, Pooh Shiesty's a nice looking young man. Oh,
he got out early. He was supposed to get out this month. He got out in October.
Yes.
This is what he did with his good behavior?
He did. Said, I'm about to go back in.
He did some bad behavior.
He go back in. They go take him back in.
Yeah. He did the kidnapping where, not where they throw you in the white van, the one where they don't let you leave. If I hold a gun at you and say, Angel, you can't leave.
That's considered kidnapping?
Yes. That's considered kidnapping. That's what they got OJ for. Even if I don't have a gun, if I close that door and say, Angel, you can't leave, and I'm physically imposing, and she feels like she will get hurt if she tries to leave, that is considered kidnapping. Yes, that's actually how Tahir found out he was kidnapped. When he was explaining to us, he was like, no, they didn't kidnap me. They just tied me up and said I couldn't leave.
That's a kidnapping.
And we were like, they tied you up. He was like, yeah, but they weren't going to do nothing.
That checks a lot of boxes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For crime, they're like, this is textbook. All they didn't do is put you in the white van and move you from a location.
And that's just a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
That's the only
type of freckles.
That's the only type of kidnapping you can do with me.
Yeah. Is
keep me in one location.
I could move you, Angel.
It's not going to be worth the squeeze.
Had a great joke.
But I could. Oh, my God. Don't even tell her, because whenever she unretires, I want you to come back to it.
It's not worth the squeeze to try to move me somewhere. So whatever you need to do.
I probably had to go chloroform on you.
That's worse. Me as dead weight, nigga? Yeah. Dead weight?
I got to take the chloroform off.
Hey, help me.
Smell it, sir.
Help me.
Open her up.
She's on confused.
Walk. Come on.
Oh, smelling salts, y'all. This is a terrible idea. Yeah. But anyway, apparently, Pooh Shiesty wanted out of his record label contract. Gucci said no. A gun was involved. Gucci said yes.
Jesus.
I watched, I'm not a lawyer, but on this, there was a lot of people saying Gucci snitched, but in the paperwork, it said he, what's the word? Cooperated. Mm-hmm. So the streets are like, man, streets is dead. As a person who would tell. These rules don't apply to me.
I don't understand. If you do something to me, I'm supposed to be quiet?
There's so many rules to snitching. I was talking about this with Gooseman, Zone 6. Traditional snitching. Me, Joshy, and Angel, go rob a bank. We agree. Okay?
Put the Shiesty on.
Yeah.
Shiesty.
Yeah.
Okay? We go rob the bank. We all get caught. I say it was Josh and Angel. I had nothing to do with this. That's them. I don't go to jail. Y'all do. Apparently, that is snitching. When you watch like mob shows and drug shows, they say any cooperation with the cops at all, even if Angel socks me out and you can see her handprint.
With her ring. Embedded.
Police say, who socked you out? I'd be like, I don't know. That's apparently also snitching, to say Angel punched me, even if she's in the commission of a crime. So the other part is that I thought, I was like, what does it matter? Because they had like
seven different ways that they knew it was him. He had his ankle monitor on. Yep. They had the people riding the Greyhound bus back. By the way, the fact that you got the Greyhound, you got to commit a crime in Dallas and then ride the bus.
He doesn't have his money, Kevin.
I know, but like, man, this, Greyhound take long to get places. I grew up riding Greyhounds.
Yeah.
It's a long way to get that somewhere.
Let you know how mad he was.
And it's not comfortable.
No.
Those seats are terrible.
So I feel you. Like,
If somebody owe me a lot of money, I'll Greyhound it. You going to give me my motherfucking money. You going to see me.
Yeah, he was on stream lying to his parole officer. His parole officer was like, "You're not at home." He's like, "Yes, I am. It just hasn't updated." I've seen that clip going viral on the interwebs. So now it seems like he is easily going back to jail.
Oh, yeah.
And likely. And also, fun fact, if you make somebody sign a contract under duress, it's like
null and void.
It's null and void. But I guess the idea was that part not supposed to be out to the world.
Yeah, like nobody supposed to know that I had a gun to the temple of your head.
Because you can't tell that in your writing.
Yeah.
You can't write like Gucci Man.
I'd be like, write it smooth. Write it smooth. I don't want to see no little wiggle wiggles. Write it smooth like you calm, nigga.
Is that how you talk to her? I'm Gucci Angel. You got to rob me. Because now I'm trying to see how you commit. Oh, I guess I don't need this. You're the robber.
I'm a crime committer.
Man, I'm Gucci Man. Gucci Man. I'm not giving you nothing, man. Nothing, man. I'm just Gucci Man. Gucci Man. Gucci Man. I'm doing nothing, man. Nothing, man. Oh, hello, Pooh. What?
Pop!
Whoa, Angel! I can't sign!
Now just take your hand and just.
You could have did that anyway.
I'm gonna just take the hand.
That was the quickest crime ever, Angel. Now I'm out because you're dead.
Like, I didn't think that if you pressed the trigger that it was going to do it, Your Honor. I thought I had to want to do it. Where else are you supposed to hold the gun? The trigger feels
supposed
like
to have your finger on the
outside. I know.
Yeah, you got the trigger but safety.
But they make it feel so comfortable.
Part I agree with.
Yes. It feels like it's supposed to. I agree.
It feels like it go there though.
It go there.
It go there.
You want me to do it? It go it here. Go,
they made a thing that hooked down.
They need to make it so more I difficult.
Pull this.
Like they need to make the trigger that. Like
make
to
it
do
spiky.
That. Yeah, make it so it's like, you know, if you're gonna do it, you gotta really do it. This feel like, and then hold it tight, which then makes you shoot it. It's dumb. It's very unsafe.
Oh my god.
That was not smart. And I would have, I don't understand when people think that I'm not going
to
tell.
I think that the only thing that makes sense to me is in his mind, there is a code that we live by that you're not going to break. Because if you do that to, like I said, me, Joshy Angel, you know civilians are going to tell. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that you think Gucci too street or his people are too street. He's not going to tell. I can get away with this.
Gucci got new teeth. All that goes out the... As soon as Gucci got new teeth, he went from Gucci to Radrick, or whatever his real name is. He has pretty teeth and nice skin. That automatically... Have they not seen the new Gucci?
You saying the once you get veneers, the streets leave you.
Yeah.
As soon as they click in... I don't know how you put it in, but as soon as they like...
They snitching teeth.
Snitching teeth.
They snitching teeth.
He's also married. He's, you know, he just.
You got a wife.
He's not going back to jail.
Yeah.
He got a six pack. He's telling.
German noodle, no packet.
No packet.
I'm not telling. No nothing. Man. He said everything. And guess what? I don't think this is going to affect Gucci's career at all, negatively.
No.
We don't care. Remember when Rick Ross was like, he was a CEO and people were like, oh, his career's over. Nothing happened.
Ain't Gucci
it's
Man
all wrestling now.
Ain't Gucci Man on reality TV now? Is he on Love and the Hip Hop?
I ain't seen him. I seen Gucci Man in the Hotel, though. I told you that.
What's his wife's name?
Keisha Carrior.
Ain't she on Love and Hip Hop? No. Mm-hmm. I don't. Everything seems like a reality TV show, so I don't know what's a show and what's just life.
Could have been Records, reality show, or Drewski's Love Show and Zoo Shows. You can't tell which one's a parody.
Yes, I don't. I know Drewski made that girl take her strap off and put it in a suitcase.
Oh my God. What? What happened?
In his reality show.
I never saw that.
It's a clip. He went with security with a big black case and he was like, take it off and put it in here.
She had the strap hooked in?
She had, yes. He made her take it off and throw that thing inside the case.
Somebody said Keisha what? Keisha Kiore.
Keisha Kiore.
Kiore. So yeah, Gucci wrote a book too. That's a good point.
It's a man that's gonna tell. He told in the book. He told his life.
Yes.
He told.
Gucci Mane book called The Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness. He actually has a few books. Episodes, The Diary of a Recovering Madman, The Autobiography of Gucci Mane, and Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness. He done written 3 books.
Yeah, this is a different Gucci. Gucci looked different. I was like, that's not the same man.
Remember they thought he was a clone?
Yeah, I would think the Gucci Mane before and after. Look, I don't think you remember how different. Look up Gucci Mane.
You know when I came up when Gucci was first coming up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Burr. Ice cream, man. Ice cream. Lemonade. Oh. Lemonade, man. You know, I know Gucci songs.
Look at what that man used to look like in that belly.
Yeah. Lemonade. This is my favorite Gucci song.
And then he got them Gucci. Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite too. Dead
in the street cut. 16 years ago, Angel. Big booty. It's Gucci.
Yeah. Yes.
Burr. I already forgot about this. Everything he did.
Burr.
As long as you still can do this. Yeah. Get it, Angel.
Hey.
Burr.
Yeah.
It's Gucci.
Nah. Lama, lama.
Do you know Pusha T song?
Poo. I poop in my shiesty. Shiesty in my poop.
Shiesty?
Shiesty, poop, shiesty.
You know Back what? In Blood, 444 million views.
Blah, blah.
Let's listen to this. This is Pooh Shiesty.
I don't know.
You don't listen to a lot of Pooh Shiesty?
I know. I've heard this song.
This is my jam. It's my favorite Pooh Shiesty song. Back in Blood, featuring Lil Durk.
I know this is a Durk song. And only because they say he's a little shiesty on this.
Somebody really thought they were getting down on that piano.
Baby's 26.
Yeah.
Who shot Steve?
Yeah. 26.
He was 21 in this.
He got a strong hairline.
You got the hook, yeah?
When he talk about glizzies, he not talking about hot dogs. Gun? Yeah. And I eat hot dogs.
That's not how you eat a hot dog.
Imagine you're in the game. Pick up the glizzy. Okay, y'all want ketchup, mustard? The gun, Cam!
But this not how you eat a hot dog. When I did that, I wasn't talking about a hot dog. Because I don't eat a hot dog like that.
How do you eat hot dog?
Yeah, but I did like that. I said not that either. See, I was like, Kevin, if you're eating hot dogs like this, we need to talk.
Is this a hook?
I don't think they have a hook.
This might be.
Back in Blood?
Back in Blood.
I mean, if this is his biggest song, he really is on theme for his life. If they took that from you, I'm going to get it back in blood.
He's from Memphis, man. They don't.
Is he from Memphis?
He's from Memphis.
Hey, Mike. I'm from Memphis, Mike.
Mike.
Don't talk about that hotel, Kev.
That's LeBron. LeBron got in trouble for talking about Memphis. You seen that? No. What? You ain't seen LeBron talking about Memphis? What did he say about Memphis? You ain't seen LeBron talking about Memphis?
No.
Let me let you know what LeBron said about Memphis. This was a big deal, Angel. Hold on. He talked about our beloved Memphis.
Houston. One of my favorite, most beautiful cities also.
Bill Street, nigga! Wow. This is it, Angel.
At 41 years old, you think I want to do that? Standing at the fucking Hyatt at 41 years old. You think I want to do that shit? Being a random ass Thursday. I'm not like the first guy to even talk about it in the NBA. Like, we all like, you guys have to move. Just go over to Nashville. You got Vanderbilt over there. You got the fucking NASCAR. You got a stadium. Don't they got a hockey team too?
Yeah. Predators.
Predators. Yeah. Like, they got everything.
Doesn't look like LeBron's going to be on the Grizzlies anytime soon. So, Grizzly fans out there.
Big white.
Their only chance was in 2003 if they had won the lottery. Give me that. And I might have pulled a Eli Manning and not showed up
for the games.
He got in a lot of hot water for that.
I didn't understand. I couldn't follow it. None of that made sense.
So first of all, context. He was golfing on a pretty popular golf group's YouTube channel.
Oh, who are they? Big White? Big White Golf Boys?
The three separately are called Joey Cold Cuts, Fat Perez, and Bob Does Sports.
Fat Perez? Is he a Mexican?
He actually lost a lot of weight.
Is he Mexican?
No, he's just a white man.
Why is he called Fat Perez?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the channel? What are they in it? Joey Cold Cuts?
That one is Bob Does Sports. That was his YouTube channel.
Why is Fat Perez white? He's still. Oh, he is fat.
He lost a lot of weight, though.
Bob Does Sport. You know these people. Because of golf?
I know of them just because of golf.
So tell me what he said, because I didn't understand. It was a lot of talking. What did
he was saying that Memphis, he don't like the hotel in Memphis or Milwaukee. The Hyatt he was talking about was in Milwaukee. He doesn't want to be on Memphis in a random Thursday. And he thinks they should move the team from Memphis to Nashville because they have Vanderbilt, the Nashville Predators, mm-hmm. and something else. So he caused quite the uproar online because people were like, "Bro, why are you talking down on Memphis crazy, especially in front of white people?"
Right.
You know, like, Memphis is a strong black city. Memphis pull up, too. They come to my shows. Even from Chuckles to the Churches to... Actually, I think I only did Churches and Chuckles. I don't think I ever did it. Yeah, I never did a theater in Memphis. But, yeah, okay. So somebody said y'all was real quiet when Durant said the same similar things. I think the difference is because there's, like, a montage of NBA players talking about Memphis is their least favorite city.
Oh, Jesus.
But they're talking specifically about the hotel. They're talking about it usually with other black athletes, or they're asked directly, which city do you not like playing in? And the answer is like Memphis. We stayed in this hotel. It's literally right across the street from the, from the arena.
What's that main street called?
Bill Street. Yeah. There was some good food, man. And that dude did that flip over me.
That was there
on Bill Street. Mm-hmm. But none of the other NBA players were saying in their clips that Memphis needs to lose their basketball team. Mm-hmm. They were just saying they don't like that hotel. They're used to staying in the Four Seasons. They don't want to stay in a Westin.
Also, funny. Around the street from where Angel's dad died.
Yep.
It is. And that's the other thing.
That's the hotel I thought y'all were going to say he was talking about. That's why I was also really confused. Oh, I was like, when are we going to talk about Lorraine?
That'd be wild.
No, I really was.
Which is kind of audacious.
You can't say it to Lorraine no more.
I know, but I didn't know what he was supposed to be talking about. Y'all said LeBron in the hotel.
Let's backpedal.
In the shoes.
Let's backpedal a little bit.
And that's the other thing, the shoes.
That's what I was going to bring it back to.
He just had the Martin Luther King bronze.
Lorraine blue shoes.
Lorraine Motel. So it's like, bro, what? Why are you talking about Memphis like this in front of white people? And you just had the LeBron Lorraine Motels on. In Black History Month.
So that's why I was confused, because I was like, when are we going to bring up Lorraine in the shoes inside of the conversation? No,
he's talking about the Westin. It's crazy because when we stayed at that Westin this last time, the staff was like, man, we get all the NBA players. LeBron and them stay here. Steph Curry and them stay here. They were so proud. We were like, oh, nice. It's a pretty big hotel. Them rooms were huge. But the NBA players usually stay in Ritz-Carlton's, Four Seasons, whatever the nicest hotel that has a lot of rooms. Because some of these nice hotels are ones that are like boutique hotels that people like me don't know about. But look, Lecrae had me do a podcast, and he rented a hotel. I'd never even seen this hotel. It's in a ducked-off part of Hollywood. You wouldn't even know it's a hotel back there. I said, what part of fame is this? Where'd my Bonvoy number go?
They said no.
They said, Bonvoy, we don't have points. I said, man, I'm going to get me a free night.
They said that never happens. You'll never stay here
like
for free.
I like my welcome gift.
Man. I like my welcome gift for 1,000 points.
Strawberries what was and chocolate
sometimes, man. It was called...
Is it off La Cienega?
Yes.
I think I know exactly which one.
Oh, what was
you
it?
Almost, you walk in, you go downstairs.
Yes. Angel. Let me see if I can find it.
That's where...
Yeah, he said people be staying there for Sunset Marquise. Mm-hmm. Sunset Marquise.
Was it nice or was it just dark? And
it was dark.
I don't like it.
It was like.
That's why people think we in Illuminati and stuff. Because where are the lights? Where's the sun? Where are the windows?
But yeah, there was a lot of frustration with LeBron about these comments. I agree, though. I think like you. It's a bad look to be, and LeBron, my favorite player, I've been very vocal about this. It's a bad look to be talking down on a black city and then saying, take one good thing, like one of the good things there. You know, you got FedEx there. Yeah. I think Glorilla was performing the next day when we were there. But you're saying take the jobs associated with the Grizzlies away and put it to Nashville. And one of the things people from Memphis complain about is the resources from the state of Tennessee don't flow through Memphis, even though Memphis has such a cultural impact in black culture, black music, black civil rights, blackness. Memphis is a black city. And you're talking like that in front of white people, and they weren't even trashing Memphis.
I think that was the bottom line, though.
Absolutely.
The platform.
You just yucking it up with Fat Perez. And Bob does sports like, yeah, get the Grizzlies out of here and take it over to Nashville. And, you know, they throw the them AI cooling centers.
Yeah.
They have a lot of those in Memphis. So it's like, let's dump the thing that's going to ruin the community and let's take the thing out that's helping the community. It's like, and your voice, as LeBron James, unfortunately, your voice is, it carries.
Yeah.
So
you can't be saying stuff like that.
You can't be talking like that. Bron, you can't be talking like that.
But he did.
He did. And then he, after this went viral, he posted a YouTube video on Twitter and was like, let's go. People were like, nigga. He's like, post.
Post it. There you go.
Data centers. Yeah.
He was excited. He reached out to them.
Really?
Because he's like new in the golf space. So he's trying to do all the YouTube stuff. Ugh. He DM'd that guy directly.
Ah! I know that guy's like, I didn't say nothing.
I said nothing.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to Bob Dust Sports. I wonder, is this video out on it? LeBron James, 1.9 million views. An hour and 13. Oh, my God. Shout out to Joey Cokuts for taking time out of his day to play with a fan. Joey D being aggressively wrong about the coffee grinders, the best way to start it. Oh, this is just a perfect example of this. These comments here don't have nothing to do with Memphis. No. But on Twitter and Instagram, it's all that clip. You would think that's all here. People don't even mention it in here.
And that clip is in the first 10 minutes of an hour and a half video that is watched in full.
Wow. Wow. Not y'all in the Illuminati because the rooms lack illumination.
Yeah.
The loom is light.
I know.
Illuminated one. That's what Illuminati means.
Mm-hmm.
Big loom.
Yeah, big loom. Not to be confused with Lou Malnati's, which is a good pizza place in Chicago.
And they also have good wings.
Great wings down to Lou Malnati.
I want wings.
All right.
Wings sound good.
Did you see Brian Karn yell at them people in church, Angel?
The
prophet.
Hey, there's prophet a lot of people Brian yelling at folks.
Just follow me.
Yeah, I thought
and
he was
making
it up
a song.
No.
On the spot. And the musicians are
going to
try to pick it up.
This is Lexi speaking.
Yeah. Your glory,
they're
picking it up.
That's the whole song.
listen to how quiet the church is.
Over. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. You can't hear? Why you ain't playing what I'm playing? There you go. Give Brother Chris a hand for hearing.
Jesus.
I stopped because I got so irritated by the time he got to Can You Hear?
You can't hear? That's why we have so many problems up here.
How about you know what that
is? Turn me up in something so he can. He say he can't hear me. Brother Tyrone. Everybody can hear me but him.
Ooh.
In the middle of service. Middle of service.
Try again. This is going to go viral.
No kidding.
Okay. Ready?
So arrogant.
When pastors say stuff like that, it's going to go viral. It's going to go viral. It's going to go viral.
Viral?
Viral.
So you don't hear like everybody else.
They don't even have the L.
He said, I can hear you. I'm just trying to find the note.
Else hearing it. You can't. Boom. Boom.
Bringing this clown into your church? I'm looking at you with the side.
I ain't tell you to do all that. You ain't got the first part right. You're doing too much. You ain't there yet.
You're doing too much. You ain't there yet.
Okay, it goes on for a while.
Yeah, I just needed to. I had heard the first part, and when he said you can't hear, I said, "Let me step away."
Because you cuss.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. They wouldn't been talking about him in the viral clip. After I would have just lit his ass on fire. Yeah, nigga, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Dum, dum, dum. This is my plan. Sing a song we know, dummy. I can't.
That Baltimore, dummy.
Stupid.
Dude,
sing goddamn old song that nobody care about.
Overwhelm me. Drag me in your heart.
Who's the comedian you just used in Safe Space?
Darrell?
No, keep going. No, this season that you're currently.
Mojo.
He sound like Mojo Jenkins or whatever that boy is.
Mojo Brooks.
Mojo Brooks. He sound like Mojo Brooks.
Mel Gibson. Mel Brooks, Pastor the Christ.
And what's the, what's Prophet Mojo Brooks's real name?
Brian Carnes.
Brian Carnes sound like Mojo. He sound just like Mojo.
He went at Lexi, too. I want to see if it's still up.
Oh, that go at Lexi. Lexi only got this much Jesus in her.
Listen, oh, he must have taken it down.
She got this much. Lexi will cuss you out.
She absolutely will.
And I think he needs to realize.
He took it down.
That Jesus is holding on to the hem of her garment. Like, don't hilarious. Go nowhere, sis. Just hold on.
Actually, maybe he didn't take it down.
Mel Brooks.
Fred Hammond had a response. That's why I love Lexi. Lexi's like, keep on.
Hey, Lexi was like, and the song sucks. Yeah.
Keep on. He died on the cross for a reason. Okay? And I'm giving him all the reasons.
Lou Young. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Mojo.
Mojo Brooks? Mojo Jenkins?
Mojo is exactly who he sounds like to me when he first started. Y'all, y'all play. Because play Mojo Brooks. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to show you.
Did he take it down?
Overwhelm me in your love, Lord. And I don't like these. What's that song? My sisters hate when I sing this one song that they love. It's something about the wind blows and the rain falls. But my house is built on a solid rock or some stuff.
Old School Black?
No, it's one of these new.
Big White?
Yeah. New spooky
my
music.
House does what now?
The wind blows, the rain falls, but my house is built on
is it
you.
Like Elevation Worship or Bethel?
Yeah, Elevation Worship. Something about some wind blowing and some rain falling.
The Firm Foundation?
Yes. And I sing it however the words come to me.
Firm Foundation.
My sisters can't even listen to the song no more because they hear.
8:39. Lord. Yes.
Already I hate the song and it's gotten me out of worship immediately. Hearing that guitar and in the ghost in the background. Christ is my firm foundation.
Never heard the song.
You are my mission. Say around me.
This is how you be?
Yes, and I'll never. Where's the hook? I put my faith in you, Jesus Christ. He's never failed me. Get to the hook, people. Generations will come.
It's Chandler.
There he is.
Hey!
Okay. And like, why did they know to go, woo, right there?
She'll be married for a year in the suburbs. The kid on the way in three.
Where is it at? Where is the hook? It's not the hook. Get to the hook.
Jumping down town and touch my life. You want me to skip before?
Get to the hook. Yeah. Here it comes. No, we're in the hook. We're inside of it. No, this is inside the hook. Will they do it again, y'all? Because I want the top of the hook. Here we go. No, yeah! We missed it. The wind may fall. The
Christ
rain
is my firm foundation.
My firm foundation. Singing,
talks McGouts the Lord.
Never failed me yet.
Jesus rocks.
It's so many words.
It's too much.
And I can't follow the
power, Lord. Power, Lord.
Give it up,
there might have been a hurricane, but Jesus will be there.
The song's 8 minutes. You want to skip forward?
He will be there. If we pass the hook, is what I'm saying. I told you, take it back a little bit.
Oh, I hate this.
They say go to the end, Angel.
Is it in?
Let me see.
That's the end.
Still 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
My house is on you, Lord. There the wind goes, and I know with you, Lord, I can stand. And the snow falls,
I be
and wind
down.
Goes. I am with you, Lord. You are my firm foundation. Oh, wind blows with you, Lord. I really know. No age, oh, feast, Lord. It's just spooky music.
I'm out.
It's spooky music. This is what I want. This!
Give it to me like that!
Let the Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down.
I ain't never even clicked on this and I know it.
Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down.
Send it on
down. Send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Now, power, power, power.
It's all I need.
Lord.
It's all I need.
Power, Lord.
The Pentecost experience.
Power. Oh, Vince, what up? Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord.
It's all I need, Angel.
Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord.
Yeah.
Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord.
What's the most Easter song? Because Easter tomorrow, Angel. We got to get ready for it.
It's some with the blood in it.
What's the most Easter song?
The blood. Oh, that's communion. That gives me strength. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power, Lord. Power,
Y'all better get in there.
Oh my God.
Get it, Angel. Get him, Angel. No greater love. That's it. This nigga music. Nigga praise. Nigga praise. Hey! I can't turn it off, Angel.
Because we can't turn off the Holy Ghost. Because he got up.
Okay, let's hear Easter. Where's they hung him high? What song? He hung him high.
Stretch away. That's love.
That's love.
That's it.
This is it.
He saved a wretch.
This big Easter.
Like you and me. Come on, come on.
I'm going in tomorrow, no Angel. Because on the church? Third day. Oh, yeah. I got to go see my
Jesus went
to Calvary.
To Calvary.
Save a wretch.
Save a wretch. That's love. That's love.
When they get to that's not how the story ends.
Yes.
Jesus went
to Calvary
to save a wretch.
To save a
wretch. Like you and me.
Like you and me. That's love.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
That's love.
They hung him high.
Hung him high.
Stretched him wide.
And stretched him
he
wide.
He hung his head.
He hung his
for
head.
For me, he died.
For me, he died. That's love.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fall out when they get to me.
That's love.
Ah! Yeah.
Him high.
Hung him high.
They stretched him wide. They hung. She's singing.
You heard it?
For me, he died. That's love.
Get up there, twin.
That's love. Yeah. Come on, where'd he go? To do what?
Save the wretch.
Who was that?
Like you and me.
Like you
and me. And you know what that is?
That's love.
And you too, Joshy. He thought for you as well, Joshy.
That's love. To Calvary. To save a wretch. Like you and me.
This is the other Easter song.
That's love.
We have to listen to the whole thing. Just the other one, though. This is big praise dance.
Oh, yeah.
This is big. It's Richard Smallwood.
Of course.
Doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. Get up there, Angel. Get up here and get that. Do your fans, Angel. Yes, Angel.
Get in there.
Get in there, Angel. Yeah, Angel. We going in tomorrow. We going in tomorrow.
Risen.
Yes, get Angel. You better say that. Yeah, Angel. That's it, Angel. Yeah, Angel. Oh, you better do the shoulder back. That's when you know you got it. When you break your back. When you break your back, you know you love him. Hey. That's it. Yes. You got to put the seatbelt on. You got to put the seatbelt on. That's it, Angel. You know him, Angel. Shed his blood for my trust. You better do it, Angel.
Oh, yeah,
come on, dance ministry.
I'm going to tell Pastor Humphrey.
Oh my God! That's it, Angel. Why do you? Why are you in my life when we was in different cities? Yeah, yeah. You in there.
Yeah. That's why I say I gotta go JCPenney, get our East outfit, because we will be in one color.
This, when they get here, this where I love the Lord and I'm a sinner.
Jonah! Come on, see. Yes.
Nah.
Get the face paint, Kev. I know, you need the mind.
No, I'm praise dancing.
Oh, you're praise dancing. Yes, you gotta push away the demons.
If you were lukewarm, could you do this, Kev?
If I was lukewarm, could I do this?
Yes, because you got to
overflow. If I was lukewarm, could it bubble?
Yes.
It's bubbling.
It's bubbling over. Yeah.
Could a lukewarm nigga do? I just said
that. No. See?
I just said lukewarm nigga.
And you didn't get a chance.
Now you're deconstructing.
Oh, yes!
Yes.
That's man praise.
Yes, it's man praise. Yes.
Man praise.
Yes. Yes. You gotta clap
man
for
praise.
You gotta clap wide. Yeah.
Come here, I'll hug you out into it. When the other man comes
in, man, Lord. Whole neck. Whole neck pop.
Woo! All right, it's hot
me
in here
Jesus
now.
Me and Jesus gonna be up in there. Did I break my earring? Okay, no. Yeah, but me and my family gonna be wearing matching outfits. Hold on. I brought up Mojo Brooks to hear his voice.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hold on.
Okay,
we done. Where we at? Discipline mine, I'm gonna discipline you.
Wait a minute, come on. Where we go? Discipline my child. All right.
Me. Ever call me?
Yeah.
I listen to him.
He do.
Yes, that man said I'm Mojo.
Co-parenting partner.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, Shannon.
He's in a relationship, yes. Whatever the case may be, you know, respectfully, I would let him know, like, hey, if she does anything
right
that you feel
is going to disrespectful, yeah. Disrespecting your home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shut up. Now play that man's voice again.
Brian Carn?
Yeah.
2020, man, I was bringing in about $60,000 to $80,000 a month on Facebook.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now
this is not ministry.
Hey man, you don't need to do nothing special if you ain't got it simple.
That's
oh
Mojo.
My God.
Ready?
Mojo Jacob.
It gotta be his cousin.
He's been doing this for years.
That's Mojo.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta talk to Mojo. Tell him to stop yelling at people at church.
Come on, Callie, put the keys to that.
This is ridiculous.
They got the same damn voice.
They really do. I never heard it before. All right.
Got that boy.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Did you see that Trick Daddy? They shut down the Trick Daddy concert. He was performing with the AKAs. Did you see this? The AKAs got Trick Daddy.
They got what?
AKAs, what are y'all doing?
They had the Southeastern thing. Let me play this for you, Angel. This dude recorded it. Oh, my God. Let me cue it up for you, Angel.
What are they doing? I'm this was this year?
This was yesterday.
Hey, man, I flew out to Orlando to see Trick Daddy.
Put him up.
Who is that? Man, this is not a Trick Daddy. They're about to give my mama a heart attack. What do you say? Everybody leaving. What's going on?
This motherfucker.
What'd he say?
All my ladies are this motherfucker.
What? Everybody in here 60 years old. What is he talking about?
Sexy motherfucker.
Oh, they done set the concert down. I told y'all he up there doing too much.
Yeah, but what did they think they were going to get out of Trick Daddy?
It's about 10:30. They done shut it down. They done shut down the concert.
Let's get Trick Daddy a round of applause.
Listen to her, Angel.
Trick Daddy is 60 years old. Talking about what?
We went a little too far.
A little too far.
So let me read this statement. The statement reads, to my sisters who are attending the 73rd South Atlantic Regional Conference, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated South Atlantic Region, contracted with Trick Daddy, a rapper from Miami, to perform on a selected list of songs after our Step and Stroll competition on Friday night. We met several times with him and his team to detail our requirements, including attire, language, and specific songs. Unfortunately, our requirements were ignored. The language, the lyrics, and the comments made by the artists were not acceptable. I ended the performance because of the disrespect for our organization and for our brand. Our step teams represented the creativity, the discipline, and the excellence that make our sisterhood proud, and I regret that this performance detracted from that experience. Thank you, my sisters, for extending grace and for continuing to uphold the standards of dignity that define Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I think that's the trademark R.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there.
Yeah.
The South Atlantic region. Tiffany Moore Russell.
I mean, South Atlantic makes me think Florida, because that's where the region is. So the artist is coming from the right area. However, I don't know why you thought, because you talked to his team.
Or him.
They didn't talk to Trick. Trick didn't get on no phone. Trick great granddaddy. Okay? He wasn't on that call.
Also, the dude in the video is like, these women are 60. Trick daddy, 52. They are in the same age bracket.
Only 52?
Yeah.
Oh.
You thought he was older?
Oh, he looked like he looked older.
Let me double check.
7 years older than me.
52.
Oh my God, life has been hard. but also, comma, you know his music. It'd be like, okay, Too Short. We want you to come out here. No talking about bitches, pussy, pimping, no cussing,
and also no whistles.
Oh, then
you can't blow him, speak about it. Like, I can't think of who could be a worse selection.
That was a
Dan Trick Daddy.
Yeah, it was 3-6 Mafia. Get out 3-6 Mafia then.
Right, or like a young person that nobody knows. Like, he is actually in their age. He's in their same generation. They all Gen X.
Yeah, and this is it. But when you're in your letters, you can't pop that pussy. You know what I'm saying? You can't. You can't do that.
You're in your letters. You can't.
And you cannot do that.
Right.
No. I feel like they would have been better off getting half of the City Girls, and they would have, because they're young enough and their brains.
Miami?
Yeah, and their brains are strong enough to bleep out.
Yeah.
They nasty words, but they don't have that many. They got what this pussy called?
Well, English, I'm curious, what, Spanish. What were the selected songs he was supposed to rap?
I think they thought he was going to do the radio versions.
Oh,
of
you know
his,
Nan? Nigga.
Yeah, but you still, he going to still say nigga. He's not going to bleep that out.
No, not Trick.
Not Trick.
It's not fair, Daddy.
Yeah.
It's Trick.
You would have had a better chance with Trina bleeping out words.
1,000%.
Because she's a polished young lady.
I feel like Trina would be like, absolutely.
Because she's also not about to mess up her money.
1,000%. I'd be so embarrassed if you came shut down my set because I ain't going by the stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what they thought was going to happen. If I went to a regional conference and they had somebody who I knew all their stuff is nasty, I'd be like, hell, Soars, I think this is, hey guys, we're not going to get through this concert. This is not a good look.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they had high hopes. I don't know.
We had high hopes.
But whoever booked him, whoever's idea it was, whatever committee, they won't be on that committee no more. I can tell you that right now. They won't
I ain't
be
got to
next...
go to no meeting. I'm going to tell you what I know is happening at the next meeting.
At the next meeting, it's going to be all new people, because they're going to be like, we had to get them out because apparently they don't think. Are you kidding me? Yes, T-Pain would have been better. T-Pain would have been way better, but T-Pain was also probably charged way more money. Yeah. And you got to stick within a budget. And
for sure.
T-Pain would have given them one song for whatever Trick Daddy's full set was. They would have gotten
I'm going to buy you a... That's all y'all.
Let y'all got another $50,000.
Not, I ain't even going, and then... No. I'm going to buy you a... You sing.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to take you. Got money in the...
Actually, y'all don't have enough to keep me here. Yeah. No. They definitely... I don't know. I would have expected for Trick to do exactly... I expect the team to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So no cussing, no bitches. No, we got it. We got it.
Good.
Trick, they got anything they need me to do? No, fine. Do your set normally. Go out there, do it how you normally do it.
Normally.
There's no way. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I had a good time laughing at that. I'm scrolling through. I don't really have time to get into anything too.
You know, oh, we
go ahead.
I was about to say, we should watch that. I don't want to, but maybe we should watch that.
I already
that.
Saw it.
It wasn't good.
It was great.
Well, and I was going to watch it last night, but I said, I'll wait.
You talking about Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
I ain't. You see how we be locked in when we're not playing heads up?
I know.
When we're not playing heads up. There's nothing you said that I knew you was talking about Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
We weren't even talking about sports.
Yeah.
That nigga was doing crack.
Yeah.
Heads up, Angel. We got to do better.
Okay.
We all didn't right. do good last time.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, on the
phone. He did the biggest, widest thing ever. Yeah, I was on the phone with the president. Nigger. Back of the car, man. Oh, yeah. I was just on the phone with the president. Nigga.
Like, shut up.
Shut up. He never looked whiter than when he tried to act like he was on the phone with the president. I mean, maybe he was.
Just.
All right, Angel. Let's do good this time.
Are we doing it?
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to be able to do it because you got the big wide, huh?
I mean, I can. You just can't read the things.
All right. We're going to do good this time, Angel.
Okay.
Let's do now trending.
Oh, this is great.
New every week. All right, you ready?
No.
We only got 8 minutes and I got to go.
That's like 2.5 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the man who sang at the Super Bowl.
Kendrick Lamar.
Bad Bunny. Yeah, but he got a song that got letters in it. We don't know.
About taking photos.
Oh, Bad Bunny?
Yeah, he has
you'd have to know the translation.
Okay, A, B, C.
D.
Okay, the first letter of my last name.
Tankley.
The first letter of my other last name.
DTM.
And then if we want to.
DTF.
It was close enough. You got enough letters. The show where the people backstab and it's
reality. Traitors.
Call me daddy.
Alex Earl. Alex Cooper.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know these people. Teddy.
Riley.
Not blue, but go.
Red.
Go. Singer. The color Al. For go.
Green.
Uh-huh.
You said the person's name.
Teddy Green?
Oh. Riley Green.
Oh.
You said Riley, though.
No, I did.
You did this time.
I don't know who that is. Let's not do not trending. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I don't know what Wuthering Heights is.
It was DMT.
F.
DMTF.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, but you got all the letters, so I didn't keep going.
You can do Icon Legends and Stars. Who's Riley Green?
I don't know.
See, they'd be white.
Alex Cooper.
I only know that because Alyssa.
The only one I really know is he's in
okay. Spot. Not Will
Smith.
No, white comedian.
For real.
Okay, that's the person's last name. The first name.
Kaepernick.
Colin Farrell.
There you go.
Colin Farrell.
There we go. Okay, fat coochie poster.
Oh, Lil Kim.
Yeah. How to Get Away with Murder.
Viola Davis.
Yeah. White man who thought he could be with Pam from Martin.
Brandon. No, Luke. No.
Last
Green.
Yep.
Brian.
Uh-huh.
Green.
There you go. That's enough. I don't know who that is.
I can't
pass. I don't know who Minnie Driver is.
Hobbit Man.
He don't know.
It was Minnie Driver. Okay. You should have said Mouse, the girl Mouse, and then Car.
You're right. He was the prophet in the Bible.
Elijah.
Trees are made of
wood.
There you
that was
go.
Good. That was good. You got it there.
There you know That's what I see.
Now I know how to get with it, yes. Man. Okay.
If you were lukewarm, would you know that?
If I was lukewarm, would I know Elijah?
Okay.
False teacher.
But I know who Minnie Driver is. She got big jaws. But I don't know who never Minnie been.
But I forgot I could go.
Yeah, just get me to the word.
I'm so used to, I don't know the person. I don't know how to get you there.
Will Ferrell was good for Colin Farrell.
Yeah, we learning because I know my friend now.
It started. What happened?
You freaked out.
Too much heat.
Too much heat.
Oh. Davis, who owns a record label? Blank Davis.
Clive.
Okay, and then Dana.
Carvey.
No, White. Queen Latifah. Dana.
Owens. So, Owens White.
So the first thing
Clive
I told you.
Owen.
Yeah. They flew planes. They made them.
Wright Brothers.
Oh, that's good.
She's a lesbian woman that does MSNBC. Short, dark
hair.
Oh,
Rachel Maddow?
Yeah. Oh, he did all the parodies back in the day. Curly
Weird
Al
Yankovic. Mm-hmm. Yankovic.
Oh.
Magician Man.
Yes, magician.
David Blaine.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay, Washington, blank Washington.
State, George Washington.
Okay, so the first name.
George.
Okay, in popcorn, old man.
Orville.
But
George Orville?
Close enough.
Orville Peck.
It's George Orwell.
Oh.
Oh, she did the Thighmaster.
I don't know.
Blind Lady. Three's Company.
Oh, Susan Sarandon. Susan Summers.
Yep, that was right. Cars.
Truck. Your favorite truck.
What was the last one?
Henry Ford.
Cars. Cars.
Your favorite truck.
Yeah. But close. I got you to close.
We did good.
Yeah.
I forgot Susan Summers. You did that white girl from Three's Company, then I knew her. All right. I'm one more round, then we got to go.
Swipe that.
Swipe up, yeah. All right, lock in with me, Angel. We doing better this time. Twin. Okay. And Goliath?
Daniel. David.
Okay. White man singer.
White man singer. Keep David. David who? David.
What's that thing on the ocean? Let you know where you are.
The buoy. David Bowie.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Them niggas got ate by tigers. Vegas.
What is their names? They lovers.
Are they lovers?
Regis Roy. No. Siegfried and Roy.
There you go. There you go. And Roy. He was a painting nigga.
Picasso.
There you go. Native American girl.
Pocahontas.
There you go. White man, they hate him from Community. National Lampoon, you love him.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Not a Ford, but a...
But a Toyota?
No, the other kind of truck.
Tacoma? I can't think.
I'm gonna get you.
Sucker.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
I played your way.
No, you did. You did good. You okay. did good. No, first you tried to get me to remember Chevy Chase's name.
I did, because that's your movie.
Yes, but I
thought remember. I could go with you because that's your movie.
I saw his face.
And your brain was like, there's no name here.
Yeah, I saw his face. I knew who you were talking about.
I tried, but I don't know no other way to get you to Chevy except the car. You was like Toyota Tacoma.
If you said a nickname for Chevrolet.
I feel like I could. I feel like saying Chevrolet was too much. No. I thought about that, but you're right. All right, we got to go. We love y'all. Oh, Gino and Don. Did you see this? Last night's game, South Carolina upset UConn.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, basketball.
AZ FUD, and then UConn, they played a... bad game.
Yeah, terrible.
South Carolina defended them amazingly. Don coached a great game. Outcoached.
Amazing.
So at the end of the game, Angel, Gino go to shake Don's hand, right? You, Don, you coming to shake my hand regular. He like, whoa. You didn't shake my hand at the beginning of the game. You didn't shake my hand at the beginning of the game. Kind of not crazy, but like throw her hand away like
but
that.
Who was he yelling at? Because you weren't looking at me.
The white coach, Gino, the UConn coach.
Gino is
yelling at Don Staley.
Right, but it didn't look like you were yelling at me.
Yo, because he was kind of looking off.
Okay, that's
he was like, you didn't shake my hand. He ain't look her in the eye. So Don was like, let me show you. Don was like, I'll beat Gino.
Yeah.
Straight up. Hold on, let me play it for you. Let me show you. This is the aftermath.
Yeah, I believe it.
Let me show you the clip.
If you have profit in your name, you're a scammer.
What? That's what the Lord called you to. Let me show you.
Yeah, but it's not your name.
No, yeah, it is.
Okay, then, here Pastor Kevin.
One final inbound here. The officials will hold the players now. Dawn and Gino getting into it a little bit on the side.
Oh, he was looking at her.
Yeah, he's looking dead at her in the face.
She said, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Let me tell you what. There's no way on God's green earth Dawn Staley could ever get away with what Geno Summers. All right.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Passion of the Christ.
Geno Auriemma did. Geno is a crybaby. Because there's another clip when he beat them. He's like, come on, give me a hug. Literally like this. And Dawn still hugged him. And then he said they didn't shake hands before the game. There's video. They did shake hands before the game. Okay. He later, earlier in the game, after halftime, he was like, the refs aren't calling no fouls. My player's jersey is torn. They cut to a clip of the girl. She doesn't get fouled. She tears her own jersey. He lying.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off because Dawn and black people, we always got to be the ones under control. We always got to take the high road. We always got to bear the weight. And then he went to the press conference and was like, I said what I said. If you guys know what I'm talking about at the beginning of the game, you know what I'm talking about. If you guys don't know, then I don't know what to tell you. I said what I said. And me and Dawn are not close.
So she's just saying on fuck him. Stand
1,000%. Dawn from Philly, nigga. I believe she actually might whoop Geno for real.
And she could.
Not even being hyperbolic.
All right. Hyperbaric chamber.
Love you.
Get under the
hyperbolic. I gotta go. I gotta pee.
Oh, man,
bye, guys.
Nah, love you.
See bye, you man. Next time. Kevin's bye, leaving. Bye bye.
All right, now what?
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.